Already, strong signs are emerging that a proposal to rewrite the constitution to allow President Obasanjo to run for a third term may not receive the required two-thirds in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. Wumi Bewaji, a member of parliament and a leading critic of the bill, says opponents are being threatened.
We receive anonymous calls from people warning us to desist from opposing the perpetuation of President Obasanjo in office. It's a common occurrence, it's a daily occurrence.
Nigeria's constitution allows two terms of 4 years for the president and state governors, but powerful allies of Mr. Obasanjo are campaigning to extend it to 3 terms. Cletus Upah, a House of Representatives member who belongs to the so-called pro-third-term group, says Mr. Obasanjo has achieved tremendous results and deserves another term.
I think President Obasanjo has done a good job. I personally think he's done a good job. He has been in the area of fighting against corruption. That's the next part. I support his fight against corruption. But he has a whole administrative in this country. They have producing results. We are seeing changes. So I believe he has done a very good job.
Mr. Obasanjo's election in 1999 marked the end of 15 years of military rule in Africa's most populous nation. Next year's vote should mark the first time in Nigeria's history that one civilian president hands over to another through elections. Local newspapers have published allegations of bribes by Mr. Obasanjo's supporters to win support for the third term amendment. Government officials have denied such allegations. Nigeria's unity is under pressure as a wide variety of interest groups compete for the top job next year. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.